G-23, Sector 1, Great Shelter, New Kerguelen. All three of Dan McCarthy, Tara Ford, and Billy Kendrick had ventured to New Kerguelen in the past. All three had experienced the initial wonder of being flash-teleported into one of the Messenger's spacecraft, and all three knew the drill when it came time to climb into one of the pod-like enclosures which emerged from an invisible recess in the wall and enabled humans to safely cross the gates which somehow linked Earth and New Kerguelen. All three remembered the landing site on New Kerguelen and the short walk to the all-white corridor that followed. None of them, however, had experienced an arrival quite like this one. So much had changed even since Billy and Dan had ventured to New Kerguelen a few weeks earlier, let alone since Tara's visit the previous year, it was difficult to know where to start. They were all wearing telepathy patches, which temporarily granted that power without the previously coexistent telekinesis, for one thing, and more importantly, without the fear that they might be stuck with it. But of far more consequence was the fact that the great shelter into which they were necessarily led, adjacent to the landing site beneath the gate as it was now known to have been a great cage all along. Before long, the patches would enable the humans to hear others calling it the pen, in reference to the static containment pen transcript the architects had placed on the ground beside the great shelter to be viewed from above. Most consequential of all, however, was the change in attitude reflected by the change in speech. The population of New Kerguelen was angry, bitter, and resentful over the deception to which they had been subjected for so long. Tensions were high and tempers were short, Sacco warned his human guests, and all of that had been true even before the discovery of an apparent gateway to the architect's world had brought all new levels of panic and before the killing of three well-intentioned, if foolhardy youngsters, who attempted to cross it, had brought levels of societal unrest that the planet had never seen. Sacco also told his guests what had happened in the few hours since their arrival, during which time he had left them safely suspended in the craft while he broke the news of their imminent appearance to some high-ranking members of the planet's council in a bid to calm things down. Things, sadly, seemed to have gotten worse, he said, stressing that he no longer thought the humans' mere presence would be enough to reduce the simmering unrest that threatened to boil over. The humans were uneased by this, but didn't let it get them down just yet. No one had ever truly believed it was going to be that easy. They encountered not a single soul on the way to the familiar council office where Sacco assured them some of the generally recognized leaders would be discussing options for how to best quell the increasing disorder on a planet entirely ill-equipped to deal with it. For so long, New Kerguelen's rigid caste system had, by its very design, kept messengers of all ages and all specializations in their own lanes, so to speak. There had been no need to enforce order, because life in the great shelter, guided from afar by the invisible hands of the architects through the radio-like machines they dressed up as elders, had been so rigid as to ensure order by default. Challenges resulting from the sudden collapse of the caste system had arisen in the aftermath of the public announcement which broke the news about the architects and the deceit surrounding the elders and shelter. But recent events had dialed it all up to 11. Now that the planet's population had something to be worried about, as well as bitter about, fear was rampant. And now that a huge subset of the population mourning the deaths of the would-be gatecrossers had reason to be angry at some of their planet mates, as well as the architects, widespread violence no longer felt like a distant impossibility. Although Sacco's initial hope that Dan and Tara could help a lot just by being there was fading, he still hoped that Billy's flair for archaeological discoveries could perhaps illuminate certain contexts in ways that would calm things down. His primary hope, however, was that Dan, and even more so Tara, could perhaps talk some sense into the same influential former squadron leaders they had engaged with when successfully ensuring a recall of their forces from Havana and Beijing. "Here we are," Sacco said, bringing forth a previously invisible door by placing his hand on the appropriate section of the long corridor's wall. He had been very quiet thus far, as had the others, and offered just one piece of final advice. "Be yourselves and state your truths, my friends. It's gotten you this far.